Morning. My name is Charles Morgan. Word is Live Ministries. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for all those that support us. Keep us on the air monetarily and with your prayers. Do continue to pray for us as we strive to do this on the radio, online, as we get the word out the best we can. This morning we are going to be in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 8. And I'm going actually preach the whole chapter, but I'm going to begin in verse 1 and just use a few of these verses. It said, it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Then the name of his first son was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in the ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. All right, now we're just going to pause right there, and we're going to look at the nation of Israel. And if you look before the book of Judges, God would appoint judges for Israel, a judge, and to rule over them and in his way. And he was actually the rule over Israel. And he was their God, he was their ruler, everything. And they would get away from God, then he would punish them, put them in captivity. They would cry out. God would point another judge and bring them back to him and accept him. And this just kept on going. Now we see Samuel is a prophet and was called. And we can go back and see how he was called. But he's called and he's appointed his sons unto this judging. But here's the problem. And we'll see this. That Samuel didn't raise his kids right. Eli didn't raise his kids right. They didn't walk in his way. He committed the same problem and sin that Eli, his predecessor, had done, and his sons didn't follow after God. And so Samuel's sons are not following after God, and he still appointed them judges. He couldn't look past that, them being his sons. And so the people of Israel, the elders, come to them as representatives of the people of Israel and say, hey, we want a king like everybody else has. All these nations around us have a king. They don't have judges. They don't have this and what we have, and we want something like they have. Well, this upsets, Samuel, and he takes it to the Lord, and the Lord said, don't be bothered by it, Samuel. They're not rejecting you. They're truly rejecting me. And you need to understand that, and you need to, whatever they say, that's all right. Just do it. And he said, it's going to be okay. But he said, you need to tell them what's going to happen. So we're going to look at this, and what is it when you turn away from God? How is this going to be, and what happens to you? Samuel obviously has a part in this, because of what he did. And, he's going to see this come about. But these people had looked at, and they'd rejected God. What happens when we reject God in our lives? Does God just say, okay, don't worry about it, just go on about your way? If you belong to him, and Israel is his chosen people, so if you're a child of God, if you've accepted Christ and you reject him and go away from his ways, he is not going to be pleased by that, and he is not going to allow this, and he's not going to just say, oh, don't worry about it, it'll be okay. It's the same thing with a parent. If we looked at our children and they start rejecting our ways and not obeying us, we would take care of that. We would do something. And even as adults, and I see this all the time, and this is for free, people tell me, so, well, they're 18 or whatever they are, I can't say anything anymore. That's a bunch of baloney, folks. If you're the parent and your children are not following God's ways, I'm not telling you don't love them, but I am telling you, you have a responsibility for telling them the truth. If they are following after something else other than God's way, you need to tell them you're following after something else in God's way. You shouldn't do that. I love you, and so I'm going to tell you that because you need to get back in line. Pray for them, but obviously you need to tell them. People say, oh, I can't talk to them, you know, because they're out of my house. Why? Why is that? If they were out of food, would you say, don't worry about it? I'm not going to help you. Of course you would. Well, if they're out of God's will, why wouldn't you do that? Samuel did not do that with his sons. In fact, he placated it and he allowed them to be judges. He appointed them judges. This was absolutely the wrong move. So Samuel plays his part in this, in making the people look at it and go, these guys are not right, because it says they went after lucre. That's money. They took bribes. They were doing all these things. They were going away from God's word. They weren't doing what they were supposed to. And people were going, we're tired of this. We're tired of this. Were they right for rejecting God? No, they should have gone to Samuel and said, hey, we need some better judges. We need somebody appointed unto us that God wants, you know, but we don't want to be like that. Again, they wanted to be like other nations. We look around and we see what happens in this world. I'm telling you right now, and this just bothers me, and I think it's very true, that the reason that most people don't accept Christ is because when they look at Christians, they don't see anything different than themselves. Someone, except that maybe they go to church on Sunday, or maybe Sunday, Wednesday, maybe they do go to church, but they don't live any different. They go and see the same movies. They listen to the same music. They talk about the same things. They do the same things. They don't live Christ in their lives. And even some churches have gone to this point where they want to be like the world. This is what this nation of Israel was doing. They wanted to be like the world. They wanted to be like the world around them. Churches like this, and we get into this entertainment mode, and we get these people in. And I'm going to tell you something right now, and people aren't going to like this, but in our youth groups, we try to entertain them. We try to entertain them as much as we can. And then when they get to be an adult and they move out of that youth group, they don't have the entertainment anymore, and they keep on moving, because all we did was provide entertainment. Folks, I'm telling you what, we didn't do all this stuff when I was a child. We read the scriptures and we were expected to sit in church and listen. We didn't have all these other things and children's church. And I'm not saying bad things about these, but I'm saying that they've become crutches for churches, and they've become this idea that we've got to have this. If you walk into a church and you say, what are the greatest things about this church? And they say, well, we got a great youth program. Turn and leave. If they don't say, we've got a Bible-believing church here who worships God in truth, then you need to get out of there, because that needs to be number one. And I see too many churches this, and I know somebody's cringing right now. Maybe they'll call me and get mad at me, but that's okay. Maybe it'll change, because we need to get back to Christ. We need to get back to what He has said. We need to get back to this Word of God. We need to be teaching our children the right way from the bottom up. We don't need to be taking them out and say, hey, we're going to give you everything and go on trips and all this. Those are all right, but they better be the right way. And it's the same thing with adults. If you think that you're going into church and just to hear the music and just to do that, you're going for the wrong reason. The Bible says to bring ourselves together to worship Him. To worship Him. I had a good friend at, he's passed away now, but he said he would go and preach, and he wasn't a pastor, he was an evangelist, and he would go and preach, and they would say, we got this guy for music, and we got this and this, and our worship team, and oh yeah, we got so-and-so to preach for us. But they wouldn't even say preach, they'd say speak. And he said, you know, that should be number one. The Word of God should be number one. Hey, the music should be preparing our hearts for the Word of God, not replacing it. Man, do you tune out? Do you tune out? Now, I want to ask you the question right now. Do you tune out after the music in your church? Do you participate? Do you sing? The Bible says to sing hymns one to another. And I like the old hymns, and I like some of the new stuff. Don't get me wrong. Some of it doesn't belong in church. It sounds great on the radio, but doesn't belong in church. Some of it is okay. But I like the old stuff too. I grew up on the hymns, and I love listening to that music. I love singing along, and I love paying attention to the words of what somebody was pouring their heart out to God for. See, when we turn our back on God, there are consequences. And these people said, we want a king. We want to be like the world. We cannot be like the world and follow after God. We are going to be different. The Bible talks about it. We're to be peculiar. That means strange in this world. We're not to blend in. We're not to attract people because we're so worldly. We're supposed to be peculiar. We're supposed to be strange to the world. The world is supposed to look at us. And then but if people get that way, we go, oh man, that's terrible. Look at that. They're catching all kinds of flack over this, and people are talking bad about them. Hey, I've been in this over 20 years, and people have talked bad about me, mostly in churches though. Mostly the church folks do that. because they don't like to be that, and they don't like to be preached to. They don't want to hear that word of God. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear about, oh, how great thou art, and not talking about God, but them. The religious people of this world are responsible for a lot of people going to hell. God said, look at this, Samuel. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. I got a word for pastors. If you're listening, or if your church is listening, somebody can tell you this. If you're preaching the word of God and people are rejecting you, don't worry about it. You keep preaching the word of God, because they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. God said it right here. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me, Samuel. They have turned their back on me. That's the problem with our nation, folks, and people don't want to hear that either. We have turned our back on God. We've decided we can do it our way. We've decided in education, in our religious realms, in our government, that we can turn our back on God, and we'll be okay, because we're still calling ourselves of God, but we're not acting like it. We want to have the image, but we don't act like it. And then in some cases, we don't even want the image. Oh, well, you know, I think that's right to do away with that. We shouldn't be praying before ball games, and we shouldn't be doing this and that, and we shouldn't do what God wants us to. We should do what the government tells us to do. Folks, if the government is doing wrong, by God, it is wrong. We should stand up. We should pray when we're supposed to pray. Folks, it says pray without ceasing. We should continue to pray. We should do these things. We should not turn ourselves away. We should not give this over. And we shouldn't be fooled by things, by people that claim to be of God, people that say they are, and we embrace them. Folks, we embrace people around the world that are wicked. Maybe because they're standing up for what they want to stand up for, and we just get caught up in it. We get caught up in the social media. It's amazing how quickly our minds will turn from one thing to another. Just recently, we changed from a virus to a war because social media told us to. We've forgotten all about what was done there, and what was dictated to churches that was so wrong. And we're going to forget about those leaders that did that thing. And come November, we're going to vote them back in, because we can't remember anything. Because we're not on our knees, we're in front of a screen. And we pay attention to more of what people say than what God says. We got this idea that we think we know, and I'm telling you, people will come up to me all the time and say, well, where in the Bible is this? And I go, it's not in there. There'll be television shows, and they'll say, well, where did this happen? You know, there was a couple of shows maybe 10, 15 years ago, and people would come up to me and go, hey, were these guys buddies? I go, no, it happened at different times. Well, it was on this show. It took me a while to figure out why these people were asking me these questions all the time. And they said, this show was so biblical. And come, no, it wasn't. It wasn't even close. We go to movies, and there was one, they were asking me about some characters that were in there, you know. I said, well, where are those in the Bible? And I said, they're not there. But we don't know, because we don't know the Word of God. Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But we don't know the word of truth, and that's why we get sucked in, and that's why a lot of times we turn away from God, because we don't even know what we're supposed to do. We don't know what God has told us, and when we do find out, we think it's wrong. And we don't even investigate it. We don't study it. We don't get into it. He said, they're rejecting me. But he said, I want you to go to him, Samuel. In these following verses, he said, I want you to go to him. Now, I'm not going to read all of it, but maybe I want you to go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 8. Read the whole thing. But what he did is he went to him, and he said a few things to him. He said, hey, do you really want a king? Let me tell you what he's going to do. He said, he will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. He said he's going to appoint captains. So he said, this king that you want so bad, let me tell you what's going to happen. He's going to take your sons away from you. they're going to have to go into his army. Some of them are going to run before his chariots. They're going to get killed before him. That's one thing he's going to do. You need to know this. Folks, there are still men of God preaching the word in pulpits and people telling other people and witnessing to people all throughout, men and women that are spreading the word of gospel through their friends and loved ones and taking it everywhere and telling them this is what God said. You need to know this. We need to take it. We need to heed it. We need to get it to everyone. Don't forsake it. If you're a child of God, if you know you're saved, if you know you're going to heaven, you're convinced of that and you're living for God, then tell somebody else about it. Take it to them today. Do it right now. You're listening to me. Do it right now. You got it on your mind. Do it right now. Listen to God telling you what you should do, that he wants you to do. He said he's going to do this. He's going to appoint captains over thousands and over 50s. And he's going to do all these things. And he said he's going to take your daughters. He's going to take your sons, take them into war. He's going to take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. He's going to do this. He's going to take your sons. He's going to take your daughters. Folks, I'm telling you right now, if you don't follow after God, the world will take your sons and daughters. It'll suck them up. And then you'll be going, what happened? Now, folks, they got to make their own way. They got to make up their own mind. They got to make their choices. But you got to give them the right way and give them the right example. Follow after God, not in just what you say. It's not enough to just tell them, you've got to live it. And when they're growing up, it's okay to ask them, do you know that I believe this? Before my oldest son went to college, I went out and I had a talk with him because I had a burden on my heart and it was eating me up. I knew that weekend we were going to take him up there and we were going to drop him off and we were going to leave him there and he wasn't going to be with us. And I asked him a question. I said, I've got to know this. And I said, answer me truthfully. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear. Answer it truthfully. Do you understand that I truly believe this? It's not just something I say. It's not something I've just told you. Do you truly know that I honestly believe it? And he said, yes. And that eased me a little bit. It was still tough to leave him there. Don't get me wrong. Oh, it was tough. It was tough. But I needed to know that. I needed to know he had that base. And I prayed about it beforehand. And he ended up being a roommate with a set of parents that had done the same thing with their son. And had some friends. Those parents had done the same thing. God answered my prayer. You need to be praying for your kids right now. If your kids are small, start praying for them right now about college, about their lives afterwards, about their marriages. Don't put it off. Don't put it off until the day before something happens. Start praying for them right now. And if your kids are grown and they're living the wrong way, tell them. Say, look, I love you, but this is wrong. And it's wrong because God said it's wrong, not because I said it was wrong. The world will suck up your sons and daughters. It will take them away from you. And it will take them into places that none of you want anybody to be. It's amazing the children that stray. I've had people tell me, well, I don't know what happened. I had their mom take them to church. And I look at them and go, well, why didn't you go? I've never had anybody look at me and say, well, yeah, I still think it was the right thing. No, they usually look at me and go, yeah, I should have. That gives me an opportunity to say, well, you need to accept Christ right now. Show them an example. Show them that your life can be changed. The world will suck up your sons and daughters. And he said this, and he will take your fields and your vineyards, your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed. There's a tithe right there. In your vineyards, and give to his officers and to his servants. In other words, he's going to tax you. He's going to take from you. He's going to take what you have. He's going to take your sons, your daughters. He's going to take your possessions and give it to his servants for their use. You get out of the will of God, there are consequences. You get out of the will of God, and he's going to thump you on the head. You say, well, I know people, they nothing ever happens to them. Do they belong to him? Does he have an obligation to them? You see, we are all God's creation, but we are not all God's children. We are separated from God by sin. All have sinned and come short of that glory of God. Because of that, the wages of that sin is death. We have become separated. And he said, come back in. I want you to be my family. I want to pull you in. I want to adopt you. You've separated yourselves, but I want to pull you back in. If you're a child of God and you are not disciplined when you get away from God, you're probably not a child of God. Believe me, I've talked to many Christians that have done this and gotten away from God. Some say, well, I never have. And that's great. But I can tell you for a fact, God will discipline you. He will bring you back in. He's got that crook, that old shepherd's crook, and he'll pull you back. You can only pull so long. He'll say, keep on coming back. I'm right here. He does not turn his back on us. We turn our backs on him. You say, well, I've been following after God and things are just not right. Maybe he's preparing you for something, and what you think is not right is getting you to where you need to be. How about open yourself up and say, Lord, I'm ready. What do you want? He said he's going to take your vineyards. He said he'll take your men servants, your maid servants, and your goodliest young men, and all of your livestock. He'll take a tenth of your sheep. He said in verse 18, and ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. He said, here's the consequences of it. I'm telling you right now, there are consequences. If you don't accept Jesus Christ, the consequence is hell. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's consequences to not accepting Christ. He's telling him exactly what's going to happen. God had told Samuel, he said, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me, but go and tell them. Yeah, you can have a king, but here's what it is. See, God doesn't leave us out there without telling us what's going to happen. Just like I was talking about, the wages of that sin is death. He also said that the way to him is narrow, and there's going to be few that are going to find it. But wide is that way to destruction. There's going to be a lot of them go that way. He has told us what's going to happen. He has given us his word so that we can look at it. He's told us he's coming back for his own. He told his disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them. He has told us exactly what's going to happen. And we have to listen to him. If we don't listen to him, there are consequences to this. And in verse 19, it says, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. What did they do? They said, I don't care. It doesn't matter what the consequences are. We still want this. They rejected it again, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. They didn't believe God. They didn't believe his word. They didn't believe Samuel coming to them and said, this is what God has said. And that's exactly what Samuel did. He went to them and said, this is what God has said. You need to listen to this. This is not just me talking to myself. This is not just me coming up with this, but this is what God has told me to come and tell you. Do you understand that? And they said, okay, but we still want a king. Maybe you've talked to someone, they said, yeah, I still want to go my way. I've told you before and told other people, I've talked to people, and they go, well, I got a lot of living to do though. I can't do it right now. I can't give it over to you. I don't want to right now. I want to have my own life. Well, they're going to have their own destruction is what it is. Now this morning, if you're hearkening to my word and you're listening to it and you go, hey, what do I need to do? Well, here's what you need to do. You need to come to God and you need to tell him, hey, I know I'm a sinner because all have sinned. Not just me, but everyone. And I'm in awe and I need to come to you. I know that the wages of that sin is death, but you've got a gift that I need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus himself said he was. These guys were looking for the Savior. We know who he is. He's been revealed to us. We know that there's going to be a judgment. We know that there are consequences for us turning our back on God. Oh, when we are a child of God, it says we'll be judged for whatever we do in our bodies, both good and bad. We've been told this, but yet so many just go their own way. Do what they want. They've made a mockery of church. They made our community churches have a bad name because they fight and they feud and they don't act like the body of Christ because they want their own way. What are you going to do? Stand before God and go, hey, I got the right color carpet in there. Boy, I'm glad of that. Aren't you proud of me, God? God's not going to be pleased with that. That's not what he's wanting. Have you ever told anyone about Christ? If you want to have Christ in your life, you've got to go to him and you've got to accept him. And he said this, if you'll confess the Lord Jesus, make him God of your life. Jesus Christ is God. He died for your sin. God came to earth, died on the cross, defeated death so that you could have eternal life if you'll just accept that free gift. And he's offering it to you right now. These people said, nevertheless, we still want a king. Please don't reject Jesus this morning. Please don't say, oh, I don't care. And if you are a Christian, please don't say, well, I still want to do what I want to do because that's just the way I am. I hear that too much. Well, that's just the way I am. Well, you are supposed to be a new creature. You're supposed to be just the way God makes you. You've got to give it over to him. Don't reject him. And by the way, they got exactly what they wanted. They got Saul for a king, and he did exactly like God had told them that he would do. And they cried out to God, and God said, you got what you wanted. You're going to have to live with it. And they hated it. Sometimes when we get what we want, we don't get what we need. We may think that for a time, the Bible calls it a season, that we got it made. It may seem like everything's going great. Just like someone that is an alcoholic and everybody, oh, they've been drinking for a long time. And then all of a sudden, liver's gone. Seem like a good thing. Maybe sin has got you and it seems like a good thing, but it's not. It's eating you up and you know it. Won't you turn your life over to Christ right now? Won't you give your heart to him? Won't you accept that free gift and say, Lord, I give it to you. I've tried it my own way and it's not working. Child of God, won't you say, Lord, I give it to you. My pride has gotten away. My self-identity has gotten in the way and I've made a mess of it. I just want to give it all over to you. Take me. Use me. Because I've not rejected somebody, I've rejected you. God was still loving and he still cared about these people. And he anointed a king later, King David, who was after his own heart, but he still made mistakes because he was a man. But he did what the people wanted. He allowed them to do it. He said, this is what you want. This is what you're going to get, but you're not going to like it. Folks, the world is not good. You're not going to like it. It may seem okay right now. It may seem like a good idea, but you're not going to like it. Won't you come back to Christ? Won't you accept Jesus? Turn your life over to him. Have eternal life. There's only one way to heaven. That is through Jesus Christ our Lord. He himself said it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ, please let us know. Please share our program. Get it out there. Take the word of God, everyone. I appreciate you allowing me to be with this morning. My name is Charles Morgan. Word is Alive Ministries. May God bless you.